There are a few stadiums that have made me cry. That one was one of them. Fenway was another one. Like, I like to show the raw emotion. Like, if I'm going to look like a crybaby because of how incredible it is, like, you're going to see it because it's that incredible.
What's up, Dad Hat crew, and welcome to another episode of the Dad Hat Chronicles podcast. This week, I get to finish my conversation with Valerie, the stadium food girl. We get into some of her top five ballparks, minor league and major league, other sports, our favorite foods. Which was her top ballpark that she got emotional about? I mean, we all get emotional because it's, guess what, guys? It's baseball. Right. So and then before I give you the episode, guys, wanted to remind you that Curveprint Media, we are having our Curveprint Media meetup this year. It's going to be May 24th, 25th and 26th in North Carolina. We're going to be visiting the Holly Springs Salamanders, the Durham Bulls and the Carolina Mudcats. Come and join us. We're going to be having some fun, meeting some people. It's going to be a lot of fun, guys. So now, without further ado, now, I get to give you the episode. Let me ask you this. You go to the ballpark. What's your favorite area to sit?
I'm a big fan. So if I'm going to be there for more than one game, then the first night, like, for example, the Aviators, I like to get standing seats because I've been there so many times, one and two, I'm always going to vlog. So getting the standing seats allows me to, like, just comfortably go where I want to go without feeling the pressure of, oh my gosh, I have nice seats, I should probably go to those.
Gotcha.
But if I'm there, like, for example, when I went to El Paso, I was there for one night. Well, so I was in that suite. So let me think. So, like, for example, the Frisco Rough Riders, I went to my first game in 2018. I got good seats. I did some vlogging, but I was like, oh, this is such a beautiful stadium, it's so hard to get up. But I was there on the 4th of July last year, and I got, like, standing room only seats, and it allows me to go where I want without feeling the pressure of, like, I paid $60 for these seats, let me stay here. And no, it's like, no, I'll get the cheapest seats, one that allows me to spend more on food, and two, I don't feel like I should be sitting in my seat.
That's actually very smart.
Yeah.
I like the berm.
Oh my gosh, with the pool next to you.
Or... yeah, it's just wherever, you know what I mean? I have a 5-year-old, so like...
berm anywhere, yeah.
Anywhere. Why? Because, yeah, you know, she just let her run. Let her burn the energy and then off we go.
Yeah. You know? I think for minor league, it's easier to sit at a berm because the experience is everywhere. It's in the food. I feel like minor league, really, like, they want, you know, it's hard to sell out a crowd at a minor league game. At a minor league game, like, it is, like, you'll never get the same crowd like you do at a Yankees game. So I feel like minor league stadiums and chefs really put a lot of emphasis on the food. And I feel like, and just, like, things to do at the ballpark, like, look at Sugar Land, for example. They've got a water park and a playground. Like, my MLB parks don't do those things. Frisco has the water, the Lazy River. Albuquerque has that carnival in the outfield. And so it's like the minor league experience, I probably will never pay for a seat. I'll just do standing room all the time.
I'm actually going to Albuquerque. April, I think it is. So I'm going to look for recommendations from you
I hope you have a book ready because I'm going to give you a million recommendations.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's my first time there.
The pen that never runs out of ink because, wow.
I love it. This is going to be awesome.
And there's a carnival for your daughter. They have a
carnival. Well, I'm going this time by myself with my good friend Paul Caputo, Baseball by Design. So I'm going to be going there, but it's going to be.
I've seen Baseball by Design. I love that.
Yep. He's all right. He's an okay guy. All right. I'll let him. Because I don't want to make his head too big. So let's just not. He's going to hear this podcast. He's going to start laughing. I can guarantee you right now. I was like, what? Wow, Ed.
What team are you guys going to see?
I can't remember right now. I want to see. I'm going to see. Now I'm going to look. because I got to find out exactly the team that we're going to go see. But yeah,
I'm really excited. I want to go on the night where they're the Cheeseburgers. I think that is in May or June. But there's one night where they're playing as the Cheeseburgers, the green chili Cheeseburgers, which I love that logo.
Yeah, that's awesome logo. Their copa also, it's
what's the mariachis. Their copa?
The mariachis.
Mariachis, duh. Yes. Yep. Oh my gosh. Yes. I love that. And I know more teams are going to do it again, or going to introduce a Copa logo this year too. So that's fun. I wish every team did it.
Peoria just released theirs.
Oh, really?
Whoa, you got to look at it. You got to see it. It's beautiful.
I know it's a food podcast, but real quick, rank your top five, not in order.
Copa. Of the Copa?
Yeah.
That's hard. That's a tough one. You know what? The Alces. It's a beautiful one. Have you ever seen that one from the Portland Sea Dogs?
I mean, I'm sure I've seen it, but I got to look at the logo.
All right. So that one is beautiful.
Chanclas got to be in that list.
The Flying Chanclas? Of course. Of course. Let me see. I'm looking at them right now. As a matter of fact, as we're talking. Yeah. You got to. There's. Let me see. I like that one. I got two there. Let me see. The Medusas. The Lakewood.
Okay.
That one is beautiful. I also like the Locos de Lansing. It's a little crazy bird.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And then
the one with the lowriders.
That one, and I'm looking at right now. Where is it? I just got that. They're actually, they just got their hat. As a matter of fact, let me see.
That's Copa, right?
That is Copa. Yeah. Yes. Then the lowriders. Where are your lowriders? Where do they have it? There's your quesos, the Frisco, right there.
Oh, I love them.
The bolidos. You should take a look at the bolidos. That one is pretty cool, too. That one is... All our copas are nice, to be honest with you. The piñatas, the Erie.
Piñatas is so cute, yes. It's like a llama or something like that, right?
So that one, and then you have Playeros, the Harrisburg. All of them. Let's be honest. I just like them all. I want every single one of their hats.
The Reyes de Plata, that one, their hats are really nice. I have
one of those.
Oh, you do?
Of course.
Oh, man.
Do you have one?
I don't. Just the shirt. I need to get a hat.
You have to get a 920 on that one, for sure.
With the aviators, I have, like, my go-to hat, and it's full of makeup, and it's, like, I like, it's, like, distressed, and it's, like, my favorite go-to hat, but I didn't...
That's the best hat.
Yeah.
When it is distressed. See, that's why I'm a firm believer in, you buy a hat, you better use it. You better wear the hell out of that thing. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, I wear, obviously, you know, for my podcast, I wear my own brand and all that. But I usually, see, I just made a video earlier of the Columbus Clippers.
Oh, I love that.
So.
Do you have a Whoopie Pies hat?
I don't have a Whoopie Pies.
I was gonna say, can you show it to me? That's my sign to order it. But I'm gonna probably just still order it.
You should.
Is so far from me. It's like a 6-hour plane ride. So, yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm gonna be flying to Denver from Raleigh to Denver, and then we're driving from Denver to Albuquerque.
Beautiful. That drive is gonna be so beautiful. Oh my gosh, I'm so jealous. Albuquerque, well, Hatch, New Mexico, which is like 2 hours south, is the green chili capital of the world. So obviously Albuquerque has green chili, everything. I just posted a video today, actually, of the chef for the Isotopes talking about one of his green chili items. So, literally this morning.
I'm excited already.
Yay!
I can't wait to get there. It's just one of those things. Like, absolutely. 100%.
That stadium, I mean, I'm telling you, and I in my blog, you can see it. My eyes got watery. Like, I was so emotional. It's, oh my gosh.
Really?
Beautiful. Yeah. There are a few stadiums that have made me cry. That one was one of them. Fenway was another one. Like, I like to show the raw emotion. Like, if I'm going to look like a crybaby because of how incredible it is, like, you're going to see it because it's that incredible.
True emotions. That's how it is. It's like, you know, it makes you relate. You know, more relatable to people, so that, you know, because if you have it too edited and all that, then people are not going to really see the true person. So
yeah, like, I don't need to see the pyramids, I don't need to see that Rome thing in Italy or wherever. It's, I can just see the stadiums. We're good.
That's all.
I'm good.
What's your top five of stadiums?
Minor league?
Minor league. Let's go minor league.
Top five, not in order?
Nope. Not in order.
Oh, that makes it so much easier.
That's what I'm saying, because it's too hard to just put, you know, your top one, because then everybody's going to have an opinion about it.
Yeah. I'm going to put Las Vegas, my home stadium, for sure. I mean, that's where I started, like, that's officially where I built, like, not really start Stadium Food Girl, but, like, kept it going was that stadium. Albuquerque, for sure. El Paso, so beautiful. It's like a mini Petco Park. They have the Western Metal Building, but on the right field side. Or Petco has it on the left field. It's so beautiful. And then the view of downtown El Paso is right behind the stadium. I loved Frisco. I mean, it's voted best AA ballpark how many years in a row?
Yeah, I keep hearing it's a beautiful ballpark.
And I have one more. Oh, gosh. I got to make it a good one. I'm going to say 66ers.
Oh, I hear that's another one.
Well, yeah, the food is so good. That's for being a single A ballpark, the food is incredible.
The Inland Empire 66ers, yeah.
Yep. And they have a cute bar on the field, like same as field level. It's called the Garage Bar.
Yeah.
And it feels like you're in the dugout because that's how low it is.
Kannapolis Cannonballers, there's a section where it's literally the dugout, and you can buy the tickets to go into and hang out. And you see the players walking right in front of you and everything, but it is like that eye level with the field. It's always beautiful.
Speaking my language, man, that's what I'm talking about.
definitely take a look at that one, because you would definitely enjoy that one. That was beautiful. So,
well, there's 120, so
you got plenty of ballparks to go to. Then you got your major leagues and all that. So
yeah, so.
What's the top? Give me just again five that you want to go to that you have not been to.
Easy. I was looking forward to this question.
Not in order.
God, because I feel like I would betray one if I set the other in order. Not in order. Montgomery Biscuits.
Oh yeah.
Yard Goats.
The Hartford Lake. Yard Goats. Yeah.
So Yard Goats is another one. Shoot.
All right, we got two.
Oh, gosh. Three. I really want to go to Oklahoma City Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. They're changing their names now, so it's Oklahoma City Baseball Club right now.
Oh, that's right. Yes, and what's the name of that stadium? Like Brickshaw, or I'm probably saying it so wrong. But
yeah, because they.
So that's another one. Oh, goodness.
You got two more.
Coney Island.
Oh, okay. All right.
The Yankees?
The Brooklyn Cyclones?
Yeah, Brooklyn Cyclones. But what are they? The Yankees double A, I think? Yep.
They're double A or single A? Single A.
Okay, Brooklyn Cyclones and Durham Bulls.
You got to let me know when you're here.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen, but okay. Can I squeeze in one more Nashville sound? I want to see the guitar screen.
Absolutely. I have to go there. But I'm telling you, I'm biased. I'll say it. Durham Bulls Stadium. It is absolutely wonderful.
I've seen the photos. I mean, they've been nominated for best stadium. I don't know if they got it last year or if it was the Aviators.
The people there are awesome.
Really?
Wonderful people.
From Durham?
Huh?
How far do you live from Durham?
Half an hour, if that.
Wow. You're so lucky.
Yep. That's one of my favorite ballparks of all time. That's my favorite team when I grew up. You know, when I really started watching baseball, Bull Durham was the movie that I watched, and then fell in love with that. Yeah. Sure. So, yeah, you would not go wrong with that one. Actually, you can't go wrong with a lot of their minor league ballparks. You just can't.
No, I follow Benjamin Hill at the Ben's Biz, and that's how I like vicariously experience these stadiums, because the way he breaks them down and talks about the food. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers are another one, because the cheese curds. That was like
who doesn't like cheese curds?
I know, right? Who doesn't like cheese?
Or who doesn't like food? That's the thing. Like I'm all about the food.
Yeah. What about you? What are the top five you need to cross off or would like to? Not in order.
If it's Major League, I got to hit up Wrigley and Fenway. Haven't been to those. I just hit Miami. That's a beautiful park.
Oh, yeah, Sloan Depot. I can't wait.
I want to go to Seattle.
Oh, my gosh. I will meet you there. beautiful ballpark. My fiance and I, we will get on a plane right now, and you're gonna try you're gonna try the crickets for the vlog because I'm scared.
I'll do it. I'll do it. Okay. Yes, I want to go there so bad.
I cry.
And then have Eric the peanut guy come meet us. That would be awesome.
That was another one that did make me cry.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go to Seattle. I don't know what it is about Seattle, right? I'm an Islander. I'm from the tropics, right? And then all of a sudden, I was like, yeah, let's go to the Pacific Northwest, where it's just, you know.
Yeah. But
I hear it's beautiful there. And
Field, some of the best food I've ever tried.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a bad experience? Without naming the team.
No, I don't mind saying this experience. To be fair, the two bad experiences I've had, it was raining. The first one was in Oakland. My helmet nachos were so wet, but the time I got to my seat. And then I went to an XFL game. I know it's so random, but the Vegas Vipers, who's like...
Yeah, when they were there for like one season.
Yeah. So I did go to a Vipers game and I got their nachos and it was raining so hard that day. So I would say like, that's it.
Okay. Oakland, I mean...
Huh?
Oakland, I can't. I mean,
yeah. And then the Vipers played at the old Mets Stadium, the old Mets AAA, the Las Vegas 51s.
Yep.
That stadium is, rundown.
Oh, wow. It's that bad, huh?
Yeah. So I'm glad that they have the new ballpark.
Yes. And how far is that ballpark from you?
10, 15 minutes.
Oh, wow. So you're not.
Yeah. So we're just a freeway away.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah, I heard that's a beautiful ballpark.
Yeah, it feels so brand new. And I mean, it's still only, 5 years old.
Yeah.
So, but it's so, like, modern. And then, like, the suite level is so, like, so beautiful and clean and, like, the decor. And it's just so state-of-the-art.
Yeah.
Team store is so beautiful. They've got, like, paper airplanes hanging from the ceiling. It's so cute. Because, aviators.
Of course.
Yeah, it's so cute.
If you were to do one job, if you were to pick to do one job at a minor league ballpark, what would that be?
Oh, probably marketing. Because I do marketing now.
Okay.
And it's fun to see what companies they collaborate with and stuff. Something like marketing is probably what I would do.
That'd be awesome.
I like getting to know people, talking to people, and then...
As a social media person, you talking to people? That's just crazy.
And so, yeah, it's cool, like, just getting... That or social media. Okay, you know what? I'm changing my answer to social media.
Yeah, I would do social media or merchandising.
Merchandising would be hard if your team is doing great, though, because then you get, like, shipments on shipments of playoff gear and, like,
Like, okay, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that, though. That'd be pretty cool, right? And I've always wanted to pull the tarp. That's one thing that I want to do.
Yeah, the tarp. Yeah,
People say it's like once, cool. After that, you're like, I'm good. So I just want to get that done. And then throw out a first pitch at like a AA or AAA team. That'll be kind of cool to do.
Throwing out a first pitch is on my bucket list for sure.
Oh, you got to work with somebody. Listen, call the Aviators. What are you guys doing?
I know, right?
With the girl on the mound.
Really slow day. I should call them.
I don't care. It's like, even if it's like during the middle of the week, like on a Wednesday night when they're playing or something, mm-hmm. right? Just be like, yeah, I'll come throw out a first pitch. Why not?
Oh yeah, I should hit them up about that.
100%.
And if they say no, sorry, act like I didn't see it.
Yeah, act like we never had this conversation.
Who are you again?
Exactly. So. That's awesome. Yeah, you should definitely do that. Let me look here. I got it where my cards are. But all right. Is there anything that I have not asked you or you have not said? Or this is your chance now. I think we've covered a lot.
For anyone that goes to the Ranger Stadium, get the 2-foot long hot dog. Get
really?
Get the 2-foot long hot dog and the 2-foot long burger. That's got to be on your bucket list.
So, you know, I didn't ask you this. Your best experience so far, like as far as food wise, what's the best place that you've had like their stadium food?
There's so many chefs that have given me so many experiences, but I have to say this is probably the best one for me because this is the one that took my page off. I gained probably 9 to 10,000 followers in like 2 to 3 months.
What?
One of my videos got over 9 million views. It's actually pinned on my profile. So I remember I went to a Rangers game last June, and I had never gotten the 2-foot-long hot dog, and it's been around for almost 10 years, even at the old ballpark.
Yeah.
I always thought it was like $50, $60, $70. So I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. Plus, it's 3 pounds and 2 feet long. Like, I'm not going to do that. And so I finally was like, I was there last June for a Blue Jays game. It was my father, his girlfriend, and my fiance. And I was like, hey, I'm going to get the boomstick. It's actually only $27.99, which is for regular hot dogs at a lot of stadiums. So let's do this. Let's share it. I'm coming down the stairs, and it's kind of embarrassing because everyone's like taking photos and like standing up and wanting to get photos of it. So be prepared for that. People are going to want photos and videos of it, which is cool. Like, as it should, it's nothing like I've ever seen. And so I like posted a video of it, whatever. Chef Chris, who's the Rangers head chef or executive chef, his assistant reached out to me, and she was like, hey, like, we love your page. Let us know next time you're here. We'll hook it up for you with tickets. So I took like maybe 10 people, friends, family. And they took such good care of us. They put us in the all-you-can-eat, which was pretty fitting. Like, stadium food girl, give me the all-you-can-eat. And they let me and one of my really good friends go into the back of the kitchen. They showed us how they made the 2-foot-long hot dog. And I was recording that, and I posted it maybe like 2 days later. And from there, my video got a little over 9 million views. And that's like what really made my
That's favorite. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it was full circle because it's my favorite team that helped me go viral. Yeah.
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 And also good food.
And it was great food. I mean, it's a 2-foot-long hot dog that weighs 3 pounds. Like, so they gave us a burger. They gave us the 2-foot-long hot dog, the 2-foot-long burger. They had like a pizza hot dog that they gave us, plus the all-you-can-eat seats. So we were good.
I'm a massive hot dog guy.
Really?
When I go to a ballpark, massive hot dog guy. That's my thing.
Yeah. This is definitely a fork and knife type of hot dog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We had the fork and knife. Everyone had their own plate. And you got to like tilt your head and put the napkin in your jersey. Or take the jersey off and just hopefully you're wearing a shirt that you don't care about getting dirty.
That's awesome. I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm going to have to try that when I go there.
I
look at your videos. I'm like, this girl is eating so much good food. Like, that pizza looks awesome. Oh, my God.
I'll be honest, though, and I know my parents, if they're listening, they're not going to like this. I have sacrificed so many things. Like, I wanted to finish school. I definitely want to be a homeowner by now. I definitely want to have, like, a lot of things crossed off my list. But, like, I can either do that because like society makes you feel like you have to do that.
Yeah. Do what you gotta do. Yeah.
Me happy, which like anytime I plan a new stadium and I hit up a chef, like I'm like calling my dad about it, telling my sister like, oh my gosh, like 88 more days, 87 more days, 86 more days. You know, like my sister, she's a homeowner and she's younger than me. And sometimes I'm like, man, like that would be nice, but I don't know if I can do that. And have Kansas City, Boston, Rangers, Albuquerque.
Sacrifices have to be made, and you're sacrificing not owning a home.
Yeah, and I don't second guess it. You know, sometimes like I'm like, dang, that would be nice, but I'm like, no, like this is nicer.
You get to experience what most of us want to do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like. Yeah. Yeah, like you kidding me? It's like you have like you know. Oh, hey, by the way, whenever you're in Boston, let us know. Okay.
You know, to have a suite in the second oldest stadium, like the stadium that people grow up and have on their bucket list, like, I'm sorry, like a house. Yes, mom and dad, a house can wait.
Don't stress about it. You'll be all right. You're good. You're good. All right. So I'm going to ask you this question, and I ask this question to everybody. Okay. So here it is.
Okay.
And I think this is kind of fitting because it's hilarious, but whenever you go to a ballpark, mm-hmm. okay, obviously you don't go to that many ballparks, right?
No, just a few.
Do you have a count, actually, of how many ballparks you've been to?
MLB, I've done 13. So I'm not anywhere near where I want to be. Minor league, I've done, want to say 9.
Okay.
And that probably seems like a lot, but I do the same ones over and over. Like I guess Las Vegas and Frisco. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to my first spring training game next week.
I was just going to ask you, are you going to spring training?
I am. And I'm going to go to Glendale where they have the 18-inch long pizza slice.
What? I'm looking forward to see that video. That'll
be kind of cool. I'm so excited to try it. It's been on my bucket list. I know Glendale probably has. Is that where the Dodgers and White Sox play? I think it's Camelback Ranch. Mm-hmm. So they've got a pizza slice that like you have two plates because it's 18 inches long, and I'm like, I'm gonna be the first one in line for that. Sorry, Okwani, I don't even know who you are right now.
Not right now. This pizza is why not. I know.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Are you driving there?
Yeah. So my fiance and I, we're gonna leave Las Vegas next Thursday, and then we've got a couple of friends that we're gonna meet up with. Actually, a few friends that we're gonna meet up with. So. We're going to do the Dodgers-Padres game Friday, surprise Arizona on Saturday, which is Rangers-Royals. And then Sunday, I don't know. It's still up in the air.
I like it. I will say, you know, Cleveland, but, you know, that's just...
Oh, I want to go to Cleveland because... Wait, Cleveland Guardians.
Yep, the Guardians.
I was like, you live in North Carolina, so I was
But
like,
I used to live in Cleveland, yeah.
Okay. The Guardians have a hot dog that's on my bucket list, the one with the Cheerios.
The Fruit Loops.
Oh my gosh. I'm like this close to just making it from home. Just
with the Fruit Loops. Yeah, it's Fruit Loops. Yeah.
I think it has like mac and cheese on it too or something.
Sure does.
I have done so much research on that hot dog.
People have said like that's the weirdest thing, but it is good because of like the crunchiness, the sweetness of the Fruit Loops and the mac and cheese being hearty. It's actually, yeah.
Literally gonna cry.
Yeah. You probably will. You should. It's amazing. You should try it. And that.
It will be on camera.
Oh, there you go. Love it. All right. So you go to a ballpark, right? Mm-hmm. And what is your food and drink of choice, right? This is just like you're just going as a fan, hanging out, having a good night. Obviously, you can't because you're social media, but like, you know, if you were to do that, what would that be?
Yeah, there's been a few times where I've taken a break because like Aviators games, for example, it's like, okay, like I'm going to just enjoy the game for the first time forever. For alcohol, I'm going to do a tequila sunrise or a vodka tonic.
Okay.
Depends on like my mood that day. But they have a really beautiful bar in the outfield next to the pool with like bar stools and TVs, and it's perfect. So that's where I want to enjoy my drink. I'm going to go there and get tequila sunrise or vodka tonic.
Okay.
They also have the free refills, so I'll get a souvenir cup and I'll just get lemonade. Yeah, I'll just get lemonade all night if I'm not doing alcohol, like if I'm driving that night. And food, I'm always going to look for the opponent burger. A lot of stadiums are starting to do this now. I know the Dodgers Stadium does opponent hot dogs. Aviators does opponent burger. So it's like the burger and hot dog of the city that's there. So like when the Cubs are at Dodger Stadium, they'll do a Chicago dog. When the Phillies are at Dodger Stadium, I think they'll do a
interesting steak.
Same with the Aviators. When the OKC Baseball Club is in town, they'll do an Oklahoma City onion burger, and it's my favorite.
Really?
When
Tacoma
is in town, they'll do a pico de gallo onion strings burger. When the Tacoma Rainiers are in town, they'll do a barbecue burger with like brisket, mac and cheese. So that's like my go-to. But if not all stadiums have that yet, so I'll probably just do like a hot dog, dress it up nicely, get a photo of it, and then call it a night.
Are you a ketchup and mustard?
I'm a ketchup, mustard, relish, tomatoes.
Yes.
Give me everything I want. I don't even want to know that it's a hot dog underneath the sauces.
The onions, the relish, onions, all of it.
Tomatoes, relish, mustard, spicy mustard, brown mustard, ketchup, sugar-free ketchup, all the ketchups.
When you go to Cleveland, you got to try their Burtman's mustard. Okay.
Okay.
So that's their stadium, you know, mustard. It is absolutely wonderful. Burtman's.
Okay.
They'll have it at the Guardians. Trust me. They'll have it. It's all over the place.
Okay.
It's everywhere. It's like spicy. Oh, so good. It's so good.
I'm excited. I can't wait to go to Cleveland. I know it's the smallest stadium, but I hear such great things about it.
I mean, they're doing some upgrades to it now, which I'm kind of happy about because it's an old ballpark. It's been there since 94, 95. So
Oh wow! Yeah. Yep.
So they're going through a lot of upgrades. So you'll like it. I promise you'll like it. All right. So between all of the Disney princesses, who would be the best spy?
Pocahontas.
Ooh, okay. You're the first one to ever say Pocahontas. I like that. Yeah.
She's adventurous. She's crafty. She walks around barefoot, so nothing scares her.
I like it. I think that's great.
Yeah.
All right, so you're walking down the street. You and your fiance walking down the street. You guys find $10K on the floor. Just, what's the first thing you buy? Because you're keeping it, obviously. I mean, right. You look around. You're like, no, what's in my pocket? Off it goes. What's the first thing you buy?
The first thing I'm buying is a plane ticket. This is going to sound silly, but I'm buying a plane ticket to the furthest minor league stadium for me, which is Portland. And I'm doing a vacation there, and I want to rent a car, and I want to go to a Yard Goats game. I'm doing like a whole East Coast thing.
Down the East Coast.
The East Coast is on my bucket list. The only reason why I was able to go to Boston was because of my job. They're based out of Boston, and so I was like, well, I have the nighttime, it's free. So I did work, rushed back to the hotel, went to Boston, woke up the next day, work, rushed back to the hotel, went to Fenway. So
that. Smart.
So if it wasn't for my job, I would have never been. I would have still never been to the East Coast.
Oh, you definitely got to hit it up.
Yeah,
you got to hit up the East Coast. We like it here. It's not bad.
Oh yeah, I can't wait.
It's a different kind of weather than it is on the West Coast for sure.
Absolutely, yes. But I'm fine with it. I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel like the East Coast really is the minor league capital of the world. So.
It really is. Like North Carolina, like the Carolinas, full of minor league baseball all over.
So cool. I have a friend who's a big fan of the Augusta Green Jackets. Mm-hmm. He goes there all the time. He got me a bottle of their golden barbecue sauce, the yellow mustard barbecue sauce. He got me an Augusta Green Jackets hat. He says that their Aussie dog changed his life. So I've got so much on my list for the East Coast.
that's amazing. if you were to eat one food item for the rest of your life.
Easy. I already know.
Okay. What is it?
The Oklahoma City onion burger that Chef Gary puts together. It's so good. Like, it's so perfect. I've eaten two before at a game. Like, I'll get one for the vlog, and then I'll go back, get one, and then go to my seat. He knows how much I love this burger. I just hung out with him the other day for a top fan rivalry through a fan fest, and he was there. And I was just, like, talking to him about the onion burger for, like, 30 minutes. He was like, dang, I'll probably never bring it back so that she stops talking about it. Burger, I've tried making it. I mean, I don't try. Like, I make it here at home. It's simple. It's beef, American cheese, grilled onions, and I always ask for extra pickles. I love pickles.
So pickles are so good.
Huh?
They're so good.
Yeah. When that day that I got two, I if Chef Gary's listening to this, I'm so sorry. So I actually took like all of their pickle inventory. So like I asked for extra pickles my first time, and the guy gave me like a bunch, like two full handfuls. And obviously I ate the whole thing, and I was like, dang, it's only the fourth inning. I want another one. So I went back. I got another one, and I was like, hey, you remember how you gave me pickles like that just 30 minutes ago? Can you do that again?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's run it again.
He was like, you got the rest of the pickles. Like, I'm going to give you what's left. And it was only like the fourth inning, and I was like, dang, it sucks to be everyone else.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
I posted a photo today, actually, of the Mount Rainier burger that he makes. And you can just see the little mountain of pickles. And I'm just like, all of my burgers are going to have pickles. But if I could eat that for the rest of my life, I don't care about the sodium from the seasoning. I don't care about what the onions do to me. Like,
You don't care. Like, it's just happening.
It's my favorite burger. It is my favorite burger in the entire world.
That's amazing.
So simple, so perfect.
Okay. Out of the non-baseball sport, right? So basketball, football, hockey. What is the one stadium that you want to visit?
Oh gosh. Football or any.
Take your pick. Football, basketball, hockey.
Minnesota Wild. I want to go to a Minnesota Wild game. Shout out to their food Instagram team, MN Wild Eats. Mm-hmm. You have to check them out. those guys go crazy with their social media posts. Like,
it's, really?
Oh my gosh. Like, I follow them and if you go through their photos, I'm spamming them every single day. MN Wild Bites or MN Wild Eats, I think. Or no, it's Bites. And I'm looking at that and I'm like, I cannot even point out Minnesota on the map, but this is on my bucket list.
Okay, I'm going to look for them.
Yes, please do.
And then we'll see how this goes.
I don't know the name of the arena. I mean, I forgot. Well, like, I mean, they post the arena in their location when they post food.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen the name of the arena, but I can't think of the arena name right now. But the Minnesota Wild, they go wild with their food photos. So
it's one of my favorite logos and brands for hockey.
Yeah. It's so nice. I live for the cool logos. Although I will say, oh gosh, this one's tough. The best, like, I want to say real quick, the best food experience I've had at a hockey game, I'm stuck between Dallas Stars and Colorado Avalanche.
Really?
I'm stuck. The Dallas Stars have the Flamin' Hot Elote Dog. They have, like, three different kinds of barbecue spots. They have the deep fried s'mores. Oh my gosh. But then the Colorado Avalanche had the poutine and the pickle corn dog. Oh, that one changed my life. I've been a better person. I've been a nicer person every day since I had that pickle corn dog.
Been a nicer person because of that.
Yeah, it's a corn dog, but it's a hot dog instead of a big pickle and then fried. So when you bite into it, it's like the cornbread layer and then the pickle and then the hot dog.
Interesting.
It's
okay.
Perfect.
All right. I got places to go now.
Hey, when you land in Denver, if the Avs are playing, you have to go to Ball Arena.
Okay. Oh, well, we'll find out.
Oh, wait. April. Yeah, there's still hockey.
There's still hockey in April. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So okay. Love it. Love it. Hey. Now, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
So much fun. It was. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's do this again, you know, because definitely we can talk food and baseball forever, you know. So where can people find you on the socials?
TikTok, Stadium Food Girl. Instagram, Stadium Food Girl. I'm most active on Stadium Food Girl because TikTok, you can't post photos. And so, and then I need to get my YouTube re-up and running. That's going to be something I do before the season starts. So be on the lookout for like a good 200 videos on my YouTube within the span of a month. So
I love it. Heck yeah. Let's do it. I love it. And then we'll get together once in one of these days in one of the ballparks.
Absolutely. Let me know when you're in Las Vegas for an Aviators game. You will forget that the strip even exists when you go to an Aviators game. Yep.
Sounds good to me. I'm okay with this. Totally okay with this. So,
yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. And, you know, we'll see you around on those Instagram videos for sure.
Absolutely. Be on the lookout. Next week, we'll be at spring training.
Love it. Take care.
Thank you.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode with Valerie, the Stadium Food Girl. Now, make sure you guys are following her on Instagram and TikTok. She is posting some amazing content there, guys. It really is good. Also, half the time, I'm hungry every time I'm seeing one of her videos. So, and definitely want to try out the 2-foot-long Texas hot dog. I'm very interested in that one. So, guys, but before I go, also wanted to make sure that you guys are following me on Instagram, TikTok, Threads. Check out my YouTube channel. I am putting some content there every day, pretty much every day. And then also I am putting I'm starting to put the video version of this podcast. So you guys get to see that as well. And then, like I said at the beginning of the episode, wanted to remind you, in May 24th, 25th, and 26th, we are going to be here in North Carolina, Kirkland Media Meetup. We're going to be hanging out. It's going to be the Carolina Mudcats, Durham Bulls, and the Holly Springs Salamanders. You don't have to go to all of them. You can choose to go whichever one you want. But come on, hang out with us, have a couple beers, some good food, and buy some merchandise from them. All right? Now, here is the last part of this episode, and it is the dad joke. And here it is. Why are Saturday and Sunday so strong? Because the rest of the days are weak days. All right. I'll see myself out. Until then, guys, keep grinding and always support the minor leagues. See ya.
This podcast is part of the Curved Brim Media Network. Here are some of the other members of Curved Brim Media.
Hi, this is Kelly Robinson, the minor league nerd. My YouTube channel explores the history of minor league baseball teams. More than just stats, we delve into team lineage, sharing stories from current franchises to obscure one-year wonders.
I'm Paul Caputo, and on the Baseball by Design podcast, I talk to minor league baseball teams, designers, and other super interesting people about what these minor league baseball logos mean, and I talk a little bit about ice cream helmets.
What's up, Bucketheads? I'm Anna DiTomaso, and each week on the Baseball Bucket List podcast, I speak with a different fan about their favorite baseball memories, what the game means to them, and what's left to check off on their baseball bucket list.
Hey everyone, it's Eric from the great state of Kansas.
This is Johnny from the New Orleans Baby Cakes Memorial Museum.
And we are the Earn Fun Average Podcast,
where we talk to a variety of guests about their love of baseball and have fun doing it.
America, lower your standards.
Average is what we do best.
This is Patrick.
And Corey.
Of BaseballMapper.com. And we have made an interactive map to help highlight all baseball teams from the majors down to collegiate summer leagues.
We want to bring you closer to baseball. So get on the site and find a team near you today.
Hey guys, this is Patrick Larson from the Minor League Baseball Hat History Series. And in every episode, I go through the history of minor league teams through my personal collection of hats. You can find me on Twitter at @PatLarson1. I hope you guys enjoy.
Learn more about Curved Brim Media at curvedbrimmedia.com.